He thought he could see a cloud of dust moving rapidly down the track in the direction of the abbey. He sheltered his eyes from the glare and looked again. Now the cloud of dust became a horseman, coming closer even as he watched. Had he but known it, the cloud of dust contained his destiny. Brother Pierre reached the top of the hill and looked down on the monastery spread out below him, its steepled church and cloisters, its well-kept gardens, and away in the distance rows and rows of grotesquely shaped vines, stripped bare now, leafless, in the stony Corbière soil. A strange oasis, he thought, to find in the heart of such a wild and barren country. But once more he felt a glow of pride in seeing what their order had accomplished in just over 100 years. Faith and discipline, he mused, had been the cornerstones of their achievement. Pierre had just turned 53 years of age. He was an upright man, a disciplinarian, and a sound teacher. His training as a canon lawyer had contributed largely towards his rapid advancement in the Catholic Cistercian order. But at the same time, this had narrowed